بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا کا عارفانہ کلام اور جس کا مضمون ہے آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے، آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. حسن فانی ہے، عشق فانی ہے، حسن فانی ہے، عشق فانی، حسن فانی ہے، عشق فانی ہے. کون کہتا ہے جاودانی ہے، کون کہتا ہے جاودانی ہے. حسن فانی ہے، عشق فانی. وقفے وقفے سے آہ کی آواز، وقفے وقفے سے آہ کی آواز، وقفے وقفے، وقفے وقفے سے آہ کی آواز. یہ کیا ہے؟ آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے، آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے، آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. کیا بھروسہ مجاز عالم کا، کیا بھروسہ، کیا بھروسہ مجاز عالم کا. عشق ان کا ہی غیر فانی ہے، عشق ان کا ہی غیر فانی ہے. راہ تقویٰ کے غم کا کیا کہنا، راہ تقویٰ کے غم کا کیا کہنا، راہ تقویٰ، راہ تقویٰ کے غم کا کیا کہنا. شادمانی یعنی جس پر خوشی رشک کرے. شادمانی خوشی سے بہت اعلیٰ لفظ ہے. شادمانی یعنی جس پر خوشی رشک کرے، اس کو کہتے ہیں شادمانی. راہ تقویٰ کے غم کا کیا کہنا، دوست تو رشک کے شادمانی ہے. خون حسرت سے آہ نالوں سے، خون حسرت سے آہ نالوں سے. اپنی دنیا الگ بنانی ہے، اپنی دنیا الگ بنانی ہے. اپنی خوشیوں کے خون سے اے دل، اپنی خوشیوں کے خون سے اے دل. شمع ایمان کی جلانی ہے، دنیا کے باغ اور بہار وہ دنیاوی پانوں سے شاداب کیے جاتے ہیں، تر و تازہ کیے جاتے ہیں. اور ایمان کی شمع جو ہے وہ کہیں سے جلا پاتی ہے؟ خون دل سے. کیا بات کہی، کیا بات کہی حضرت. اپنی خوشیوں کے خون سے اے دل، سمع ایمان کی جلانی ہے، آہ سے اور چشم تر سے آ، آہ سے اور چشم تر سے آ، کیسی تقریر بے زبانی ہے، کیسی تقریر بے زبانی ہے، درد نسبت کی دوستو تدبیر۔ حضرت والا سکھا رہے ہیں کہ درد نسبت کیسے حاصل کیا جائے، ہاؤ ٹو اٹینڈ درد دل۔ درد نسبت کی دوستو تدبیر، ہر نفس دل کی پاسبانی ہے، ہر نفس دل کی پاسبانی ہے، ہر نفس دل کی پاسبانی ہے۔ مشغلہ اہل دل کا اے افسر، مشغلہ مشغلہ اہل دل کا اے افسر، باغ ایمان کی باغبانی ہے، باغ ایمان کی باغبانی ہے۔ حسن فانی ہے عشق فانی ہے، حسن فانی ہے عشق فانی ہے، کون کہتا ہے جاویدانی ہے، وقفے وقفے سے آہ کی آواز، وقفے وقفے سے آہ کی آواز، آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے، آتش عشق کی ترجمانی ہے۔
حضرت والا اللہ رومی وقت شاہ حکیم ہوں، ڈاکٹر صاحب کا کلام لسننگ، حضرت والا ہی کا کلام زندگی میں ہی پابند سنت رہے، سمشا پیشی خدمت۔
بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے۔ سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے، میرے دل میں تیرے میرا درد الفت رہے، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی کیا ہے دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على سیدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسلیما كثيرا كثيرا، اما بعد، دیزا بیان در رضا شیخ حکیم اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ ان حضرت کی حکم ادا، I can say my own things, my own بیان اور میں ترجمہ، whatever we say we learn from حضرت والا، whether it be ترجمہ whether it be a بیان also, we are just ہم تو نقال ہیں، we are just copy cat, we copy and paste only. Allah تعالیٰ give us the reality and the fikr and the ghum and the dard, the deal حضرت has in his heart, Allah تعالیٰ put into our hearts also. This beautiful bayan of Hazrat Wala shared from Hazrat speaks about his life being pabun to the sunnah, that everything I do, every step of my life be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the biggest lesson we learn. And I always mention that in madrasa we learn the sunnah, but how to implement the sunnah, when to implement it, how to put it into action, and that we see in the lives of our Akabir and Hazrat Wala. We see the sunnahs, we learn many a times in madrasa also, the sunnah of Asr, of Isha Salah, and the Nawafil also, we learn all the fadail. But when to implement, how to apply it, that we didn't know. When we sit in the company of Hazrat Wala, then we see practically how the time is taken out for awabin, and for ishraf, and for chast, and fasting every day. That our lives become babun to the sunnah. That our day, our night become the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe. Hazrat Hakim sahab rahimahullah makes his dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From here we understand also what is going through the hearts of the Allah wala. What du'as they are making. What du'as we are making. Like myself, maybe 95%, 99% making du'a for our dunya only. Dunya must get made. But when you hear the du'as of Hazrat Wala, the du'as, the pain, the fikr for the makhluk of Allah, even the birds in the sky, the ants, the animals, they make du'a for also. Where the fikr goes to hidayat of mankind and jinnat. We never think of these things. Although having all the ilm, but how to apply it, we learn in the company of the pious, that mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe, O Allah, that in my heart your love must remain forever in my heart, it will never come out. Zindagi meri paabad sunnat rahe, and my entire life be restricted and confined to the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That complete success, as we hear over and over again, is the command of Allah and the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how we learn from Hazrat Wala, we call it a simple sunnah. But one sunnah Hazrat teaches us, make muzakara of a sunnah, and then we implement it, we feel how different our salah becomes. Hazrat taught us now recently how to stand in salah. How many of us as imams also, we forgot how to stand in namaz. That one leg is towards Istanbul, another leg towards Karachi. Where the sunnah is now, both the feet facing towards the Qibla, on a straight line. And that is the beginning of salah. The beginning of salah is that according to sunnah, then you can imagine the entire salah is going to come out. So these sunnah, our Hazrat teaches us how to make amal upon it. Salah becomes so enjoyable thereafter. Then I'm standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when you make him the salam, they also to make niyat of the malaika, the musalli, behind the imam, make niyat of the imam. All these sunnahs we learn, but how to implement them and then to apply them. سامنے عیسیٰ خوب قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے after Hazrat says that in front of me is the fear of the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat tells us also that it's a reality. Qiyamah qabr is a reality. We hear about it, but to ponder over it. Ya Allah, one day I have to stand on the day of Qiyamah. I present my amal to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in some riwayat, we read in Fazal al-A'mal, as the Shaykh explained, rahmatullah alayhi, in regards to the sunnat namaz, the nawafil, that after the farz salah, immediately engage in your sunnat namaz. On the day of Qiyamah, if there's any deficiency in the farz, then Allah will look at the sunnah. There's deficiency there, then at the nawafil. So here we find the fact of Hazrat Wala also, that immediately after farz salah, without talking to anybody, without engaging in any other activity, start the sunnah immediately. But the sunnah is part of the farz, it's a completion and perfection of the farz salah. So these also we see practically in their lives. After the salam, very short while after dua, then the sunnah starts and nawafil starts without going to the back. And that sab gunaah se meri hifazat rahe, and that, oh my Allah, that I am protected from all types of sins and gunaah. When a person's life will come upon the sunnah, then the sunnah will pull a person towards the faraiz. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep the person in his protection. Because now he's coming to the sunnah and to the faraiz of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this is our hifazat and our protection. May jihad yarahu, jit fizan yarahu. As I say that in whichever sky or atmosphere I may be living in, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Wherever I may be, whether in the skies also, on the earth, whether it be underwater also, there also my taqwa must remain intact. Shouldn't be my taqwa breaks over there. Whether we are traveling by road, here also we learn so many things traveling with Hazrat Wala. Sit in the car and the Quran Sharif is open. There taqwa to salamat. Whether sitting in the plane, there also Quran tilawat and door. Or some a'mal, is no looking around and wasting time. We cannot pass time, we will fail time. So even they also, high in the sky, they also, they didn't leave the atmosphere to be pure and clean. They all haram taking place. We'll do our amal of taqwa. Our taqwa remains with salamat, protection of our eyes, our heart. Once you engage in amal, as it says, that there is no vacuum in our life. If that time is just spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that time will be spent in something. Looking around, the air steward is there, air hostess is there, people, passengers are there. They don't engage in amal. As it says also, that one is getting the reward looking at Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala, take us over and over again. Take our time, Hazrat says, just hold the Quran and look at Quran Sharif also. Ya Allah, this is your kalam. This is your kalam. This has come from you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were once traveling with Hazrat Air, and we were all sitting different places. Our seats were not together. Then Hazrat suddenly called all of us. We went by Hazrat. Hazrat said, I took this in-flight magazine, and I started looking at it. As I opened it, a naked hoopa. So Hazrat says, I called you people, I could do it on my own with Allah. But I make you people witnesses that from today, I will never open this in-flight magazine again. And by telling you people, now it's more stronger on me. So, may jahabi rahu, mera taqwa, salamat rahe. Allah give us also tawfiq. Hazrat was very, very particular.
Sare dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, pas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Hazrat makes dua, O Allah, that from the entire world, that I have the disinclination. This is the sign of a person now making tayari preparation for maut, where he is disinclined from dunya, and his heart is not inclined towards akhirat, and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And O Allah, let it be that the sweetness of your name remains in my heart forever. When I take the name of Allah, as you mentioned, Hazrat says, hold the Quran Sharif, say Allah, this is your kalam, this is your speech. Napak person like myself holding the pure kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's name must come into our heart. When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must feel in our heart that we are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it teaches us how to say the name of Allah also. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi Ighfir Warham, Anta Khairul Rahimin. With love, person calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he puts it about Ya Rahman, must feel it in his heart. I have a connection with Allah. Allah wants me to become His. So I call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that muhabbat and that love. And a person continues with this time walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً. Allah ta'ala says, you come walking towards me, I come running towards you. And we can't even fathom the speed of Allah. And Allah will pull, Allah with His sifat and His power of jazb and pull, will pull us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I explained to us last night also. From where Allah ta'ala will pull you out from the gutters of guna and sin. Because I have this desire in my heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it says also, that by us coming every month to the majalis, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to come often. That one is a person now, he's fida over the sheikh. That I want to become like my sheikh. Allah make me like my sheikh, and make my sheikh the crown of all the awliya. And when the sheikh will see the murid, his tamanna and his desire, as it says, then the sheikh becomes fida over the murid. Allah, everywhere I go, he's there, Allah give him what he wants now. That muhabbat and the love, ya Allah, give it to him. So much desire, so much talab. And many of us have mentioned last night also that we take bi'at, but no contact thereafter. So to make that ibtila, to inform the shaykh of our condition, and both ways. One has mentioned to us also that you tell me some good things also. You learn something, you're making amal. Tell me about that, it makes me happy. One is only the bad things we are doing, and also the good things that we learned from Hazrat Wala, and how we're implementing it. Give that report also. I started this, I started that. Now the month of Shaban has come. Ramadan will come. My Quran tilawat increased. My qaza namazes of before, I make hisab of it. And I'm starting my qaza namazes. So all that now gives encouragement to our Shaykh also to teach us even more. That we give that report also. Mere dil mein tera dard hai, ulfat rahe. Mere dunya hai, ulfat salamat rahe. As it says, that oh Allah, the pain of your love remains in my heart. And my world of muhabbat of your love also remains intact. That wherever I go, that this pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains in my heart. Allah doesn't take it away. And we should be careful also. Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the sweetness of iman, then it will never leave the heart. Allah gives it, Allah will not take it away. We will do some action that will break the command of Allah, we will let it go. But Allah will not take it away. Therefore, we have to hold tight. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold tight into the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has taught us how to hold on to it, how to remain firm. عَاشِقُوا مَيْرَا نَامْ لِبْ جَائِگَا اپنے عَمَال پر گر نَدَامَتْ رَهَي حضرت سمنا and desire. Oh my Allah, write my name in the register of your lovers. Write my name in the register of your lovers. That is what we have come for here. To learn the ishq of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah. Must come into our hearts, we come to gain the muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become among the ashiqeen and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. Allah ta'ala's ishq becomes ghalib, overpowers us, all our gunas and sins. that the ishq and the love of Allah become so strong in us that now to leave out guna become easy also. Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. And our name comes into the register of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah would explain to us also. A person his entire life he tries to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He falls in guna and sin. He makes tawbah. Again he falters. He falls into guna and sin. He makes tawbah again. And he continues for years like this. But he doesn't stop. Because there's nowhere else for us to go. There's no other door besides the door of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the door of Allah is never closed. It's always open. But he will carry on. Hazrat Wala says a person will try his entire life, no one will regard him to be Allah Wala also. You see, he was a sinner, gunegar admi. But in his heart he tried in his own way. He came, whether he came to the majlis also, he sat in the back, was hiding somewhere, he feels afraid. Because of sins and guna, sometimes we are afraid to meet the mashayikh and ulama, we feel now they do an exterior of my heart. So I make istilam from far. I saw the Hazrat by him make salam. Come forward and make salam. Just that one handshake, that one nazar of theirs will fall upon us, can change our entire life. So this, Hazrat Wala says, Rahmatul Alayhi, the Hakim Sab Rahmatul Alayhi, a person's entire life he tries to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does not give up, he persists. He says, before the person leaves the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him and write his name in the register of the awliya because of his crying. He cried to become my friend. He cried, although possibly our names might not be on the first page of the register, but it will be somewhere on the last page. But we made it through, inshallah. So there is no turning back, we will persist and we will carry on. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے. حضرت حکیم صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ says that, oh Allah, that every desire of sin of mine may be sacrificed upon your pleasure. For your pleasure I'll give up every sin, Ya Allah. And I will try, I will give it up. And I'll continue the suffer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even, and in my heart I'll have no regret also, no grief. Will be no depression that I gave it up. I thought now I was having a fast life, it was a good life. And now my libas changed, my clothing changed, my topi changed, my beard came out. And now I think about the bad old days. How I give it up? It wasn't the good old days. And that would delete it completely, not to think about it. Once you think about it, then the smile comes, the haram smile comes on the face. What days were those? It was bad days. I made toba, I gave it up. He said, I won't have a regret also. Ya Allah, once I get this in my heart that every desire of sin of mine becomes sacrificed for your pleasure. Meri bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe. And Ya Allah, in my heart only remains your muhabbat and your love and nothing else. Besides the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, roz o shab qalb akhtar ki hai, ye dua, Hazrat says that it is my dua, day and night, mere mola meri istiqamat rahe. That Ya Allah, I remain with steadfastness throughout my life till most. What Allah Ta'ala has given me, Allah Ta'ala has saved me that I lose it on the journey to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the only way to keep it firm, my dear brothers, we know. For istiqamat will have to come over and over again. Sit at the feet of our Shaykh. Listen to what Hazrat Wala is saying with open heart and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives us the istiqamat. And according to how Hazrat Wala wants it also, Allah Ta'ala gives us the so sweet to make amal.